With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Happy No Matter What. It's about how to retain our joy in life despite all the difficult challenges each of us is facing every single day. Anytime you need a boost, open up a book of Psalms. That's what I do right now. It's been a rough week. Like thunder from a clear blue sky, my close friend and colleague, Dr. Zev Ballin, a blessed memory, he left the physical earth at the beginning of the week, and a close friend's father died just yesterday, and my grandson's fighting stage 4 lymphoma, and we're on lockdown here in Israel, and all around us people are having financial difficulties and health difficulties, and myself, I'm trying to rebound from a nasty injury that slowed me down. Everywhere you go, people are challenged with acute health and income problems, and if that's not enough, many close friends from abroad are writing me about how upset they are about how big tech, big business, and big media are taking advantage of the political situation in the United States to bury democracy and free speech. In our recent podcast entitled The American Jewish Olive, we spoke about the importance of Aliyah. But what if circumstances just won't allow a person to pack up and leave for Israel now? Does that mean they're doomed to sadness? Does that mean they're doomed to a life of misery and depression? And meanwhile, no way. The Torah says that none of these problems are excuses for not serving Hashem with simcha, with joy. King David says in Psalm 100, verse 2, that serving Hashem with joy is something that we almost do. Ibdu et Hashem b'simcha. At this point, someone might say to King David, Your Majesty, I don't feel happy. Does Hashem want me to fake it? No, Hashem doesn't want you to fake it. He wants you to be real. But King David tells you how to be happy, no matter what. Don't forget that King David also said in Psalm 139, look at verse 5, that he's being tormented from all sides. And in Psalm 102, he said he feels like his bones have been burned to ash and his heart has been completely dried up because his enemies are tormenting him all day long. That's just a small sample of King David's tribulations and his suffering. But despite all he had to endure, he wrote Psalm 100, the Psalm of Thanksgiving, that we have to serve Hashem with simcha, with joy. The only way we can do that is if we find something in life, anything, the smallest or most insignificant anything in life, to be happy about, and to thank Hashem for that one little ray of happiness. Once that ray penetrates the dark pit that your neshama has fallen into, it'll grow into a stream of light that will help you get back on your feet emotionally. That's why King David says in the very same Psalm 100 that Hashem is God. Wow, you know what that means? That is really a joy stimulator. My own beloved Father in heaven, who loves me more than I can ever imagine. He's God. He's King of the universe. He runs the world. Of course, whatever he does in my life is going to be for the very best. And in the meanwhile, if I'm in Israel, I'll thank him a million times just for that. And if I'm in America, I'll thank him for that too, because that's where he wants me for the time being. So right there in Psalm 100, there's the key. If you're not happy, say it once. Say it twice. Say it again, a third time. Say it as many times as you need until you will be happy. And when you repeat it enough, you will be happy. Because remember what King David says, know that Hashem is God and that he made us, for we are his people. Now we can really thank him because he's good and merciful forever. Now, cherished brother and sister, you could smile all day long and you'll have the best day of your life, because for no matter what's going around you, Hashem will bless you for much joy and everything good. Amen.